Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Biden acts to stop sales of sensitive personal data to China and Russia. By David McCabe, The New York Times, February 28, 2024. President Biden issued an executive order Wednesday seeking to restrict the sale of sensitive American data to China, Russia, and four more countries, a first-of-its-kind attempt to keep personally identifying information from being obtained for blackmail, scams, or other harm.
The president asked the Justice Department to write rules restricting the sale of information about Americans' locations, health, and genetics to China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela, as well as any entities linked to those countries. The restrictions would also cover financial information, biometric data, and other types of information that could identify individuals and sensitive information related to the government.
The White House said this kind of sensitive data could be used for blackmail, especially for those in the military or national security community, and against dissidents, journalists, and academics. The new restrictions would be the United States' first ever broad prohibition on the sale of digital data to individual countries in an era when companies known as data brokers assemble huge amounts of information on people from favorite hobbies to household income and health conditions, and then typically sell it to marketers that target them with ads.
China also places restrictions on American tech companies that operate within its borders and blocks access to sites such as Facebook and Google. Meanwhile, Chinese companies holding sensitive data have attracted scrutiny in Washington. The government forced a Chinese company to sell the dating app Grindr.
Mr. Biden's order is just part of a trend in which countries are increasingly trying to control data for their protection and economic benefit, and the rules have been in the works for years.
It is still possible that the restricted countries could gain access to data from Americans without buying it. The FBI director Christopher A. Wray said in 2020 that if you are an American adult, it is more likely than not that China has stolen your personal data. He linked the Chinese military to the 2017 breach of Equifax, the credit rating service, which exposed the personal information of 150 million Americans.
And now, here is Everything Personal, Just Business, written and directed by Ed Malin. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 4th, 2024.
Handbags.
Personal data.
Perfume, cologne, good price.
Hey, you there, social security numbers.
Gucci.
Gynecology records.
Calvin Klein.
Credit reports. I got Grindr accounts here with photo retouching.
You cannot be on this corner. It's my corner.
Okay, don't mess with me. I have more personally identifying information than you could possibly understand.
How did you get it?
It's all legal. I'm an American acting on behalf of foreign interests.
Hold on a second. Damn it, they're here again. Hide.
Horse cops.
Yeah, they're cracking down on street vendors.
Yeah, and they make this neighborhood smell like shit.
Yeah, you look like shit.
Okay, nothing against you, but I know, like, very compromising things about your mother.
What? That's ridiculous. You don't even know me. Rolex watches, keeps a licking and really good ticking.
I know that they think your name is Ching Shui Hung, or should I call you by what I know is your actual name, Cassandra Harrison. Address, Confucius Towers, apartment lucky number 17, doing business as Wang Chung Corporation. Byline, everybody have fun tonight.
Who sent you? And do you want to buy any office supplies?
Who sent me is something that I know and that you don't have to know. And I know so many things. I crunch data in my sleep and I don't even go to the gym.
You mean?
Not Putin, but maybe Putin. Doing business as Evil Dick Enterprises Limited Liability Schizophrenic Partnership.
Fine. Yes, I am a seller of knockoff fake name brand night items. But I am also an untraceable secret agent. I have changed my fingerprints. I have no known identity, no work history, and no children that I know of.
Okay, but don't you see, I can find the children you didn't know you had and then blackmail them to get to you.
You mean personal data works on individuals who aren't people in society's eyes?
Now you're cooking with Crisco.
Oh no!
Okay, I know the drill.
No! No!
Look, I get it. There's a market for leaked personal data and crazy stuff like that. So why can't you pick another corner, huh? Like over there, next to the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, two reasons. One, I'm a Popeyes fan, and I can't stand the smell of shitty KFC. Two, the folks who then eat that chicken, they can't afford to pay the prices that I'm asking for my products.
Okay, what's so special about this corner? I mean, Jesus, Popsicle Christ, just leave me alone!
Okay, I think you're finally asking the right questions. Well, the first part was a question, while the second one was more of an exhortation.
Look, all this location has to offer is a good sight line onto Canal Street and convenient access to a dingy basement, aka my showroom. For pity's sake, let me keep the business I built, me and my anonymous family.
Family? You talk of such sacred things? My mother was a good communist. She always said, what's yours is mine. To her, I owe my endless desire to know everything about everyone. She raised all 13 of us in a nice big apartment, which we got by informing on other people. And she always said, you lose and I get. Now go to jail and don't get upset.
And so it is. But why this location? I am still unsure.
While I am a devout atheist, I know that you're not. Do you see how this corner controls people's perception of reality? You know, you wander in, and when you leave, your entire world is different.
It's like what Kierkegaard said?
Take a leap of faith. I'll give you 5 minutes to pack up and evacuate this area.
Okay, so you are willing to destroy my not officially existing life just to get to this corner. Oh, condoms! Lube, hot sauce, microwave popcorn. Wait. People have to be willing to buy a fake watch that they know is fake and will probably stop working in order to gain a sense that telling time isn't the most important thing in life.
He who loses his life shall find it again.
Oh, maybe God is trying to tell you something right now.
And only at this time, when you will be leaving, do you start to understand.
Hey, watch out!
I saw them coming.
Huh. Look what just floated down from above.
A newspaper, but it's all in Chinese.
Because that's what horse cops read. Newspapers in Chinese.
Buddy, you're wasting time. Pack up.
I might say the same thing to you.
What is this cocksure jerk of tone you just whipped out, buddy?
The cover story says it all.
Yeah, to you, perhaps.
Shall I translate? Save you a little call with headquarters?
Fine.
President Biden has asked the Justice Department to write rules restricting the sale of information about Americans' location, health, and genetics to China, Russia, Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, yada, yada, yada. The restrictions would also cover financial information, biometric data, yada, yada, yada.
Well, that's insane, and the timing of it all.
But wait, there's more.
No. Just stop. I believe you. You're the luckiest illegal business person that I can ever think of.
That's right. I live in apartment Lucky 17, Confucius Towers.
This I know.
I know you know. And the reason I am so very lucky is because my apartment is also a prime number.
Damn. But why should I leave you this corner?
Because there may not be any justice in this world, but apparently there's a Justice Department. And do you know what they're gonna say about your mama?
I feel violated. I'm going.
Solar calculators, lucky waving cat statues, Fibonacci sequences, fake Yeezy sneakers with no anti-Semitic footprint.
This has been Everything Personal, Just Business, written and directed by Ed Malin, featuring Kat Plazas and Heidi Valkenburg. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 4th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.